She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Today, I'd like to talk about the seatbelt law. They're pushing that thing now and the police are tagging for seatbelts. They go out of the way to give you a tag for not having a seatbelt on. Well, you can think the way you want, but what I believe is the government has no business pushing seatbelt law, helmet law, that does not endanger anybody but yourself. Yes, that's your constitutional right to do what you want. The government has no right to make laws like that. And if you do the study, the amount of deaths wearing or not wearing a seatbelt is 50-50. Okay? And it's up to the person that's driving or in the car whether they want to wear a seatbelt or not. It should not be a law. When they make a law like that, then there's no freedom in the USA. Because the next thing you know, they're going to put more laws into your privacy. Okay? They're going to go into your private life. That's wrong already. Another thing with that is safety check. 40 states don't have it. Why does Hawaii have it? Why did Hawaii upgrade their safety check? I can tell you, and you know for yourself, when you go to get safety check, they do not check everything. If they checked everything, it would cost you more than $20, $25. The labor to check everything. Okay? If you don't believe what I'm saying, go check it. According to the safety check law, one of them is they have to road test the car. The other one, they need to pull a tire, check the brake. Do that? Any of you ever had that done? No. The safety check law today is to hustle business for the shop doing it. Yes, it's okay if it's legit. But a lot of times, 90% of the times, it's not right. They do false checking. One guy, an old man, was told that he had to replace front and rear struts on his Acura. Okay, they quoted him $4,000. $4,000. Or he won't get a safety check. So they showed him where oil was leaking from it. So he brought it to me, and I cleaned off all the oil, and I told him, go get another safety check from someplace else, but I want to see the car in 2 months. He brought it to me. There was no oil. What they had done was shot oil on the shock or the strut to make it look like it was leaking. The struts today are gas operated, not oil like the old days. So it's sad that people have to do that to survive in the automotive repair industry. I mean, if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But everything is money. So the politicians need to help get rid of safety check. Because number one, what you pay for safety check, nothing goes to the state or the city to operate the administrative costs. Nothing, folks. Administrative costs throughout the islands for safety check is $1.2 million a year. Who in his right mind would do a business and pay money out like that and get nothing coming back? That's a waste of money. So please, help get rid of safety check. Okay? The other thing that is no good on safety check is on the right lower corner of the sticker, it has your VIN number for your car. It also has one in the front windshield in front of the driver. But the one in the driver in front of the windshield, it doesn't come out clear when you take picture of it with your phone. But the one on the bumper is clear with the phone. You can take that and go to a good locksmith and he'll make you a key. Okay? If you come back with the key, it can steal your car. Okay, the breaking of the windows, like I mentioned earlier. When they ransack the cars, they get the information from the registration in the glove box about the car owner. There's been cases that never got on the news about homes being broken into. Because when they see the registration, most of all, if they see it's a female, they'll go to that person's home. So my advice, and please pass it around, is to remove all information about the car owner from the car and put it in the trunk under the mat. Hide the information, okay? If you get pulled over by police, then open the trunk and take out your information. Do not leave any information in the car that can lead the person that broke into your car to you. All this does not hit the news. Why? I don't know. It's sad. The news only puts on what they want. The other thing that is very important. And there's a commercial on heli gas where a pregnant woman is being rushed to the hospital and they run out of gas, so they had to go fill gas. You know all that heli commercial. Okay. Number one, I do not recommend running any vehicle below a quarter tank of gas. The big reason is the fuel pump is in the gas tank. The gas cools that electric pump. When you go below a quarter tank, it exposes the pump and the pump heats up and eventually breaks down and you got to replace it. To save yourself some money, do not run the fuel below a quarter tank. The fuel cools the pump. But more importantly, if there is an emergency, you're able to go and take care of that emergency without going to fill gas. Okay? With a quarter tank of gas, you can drive from Honolulu to Waihewa. That's enough distance, right? If there's a hurricane, you can drive your family to safety. So think, folks. Do not run your fuel below quarter tank. Okay?
Okay. Want to go to a caller?
Okay.
We have Dottie Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
George, interesting enough, you're talking about heli gas. And for now, I would have to say it's a no-no to those who've been buying heli gas, even the premium. The test I've been running on the heli gas premium is only 84, and that's the premium.
Wow. You cannot run a lawnmower on that.
Yeah, you can't even run a lawnmower on that. But I tested, I figured, you know, I didn't just go 1, 2, 3. I tested a couple of them, but they all seem to be consistent. They're all only about 84.
Wow. Well, thanks for the test, Dean.
Yep, thanks, Coach.
Okay. Well, again, it's your car, folks. If you want to put that in, put it in. A lot of people put it in because it's cheap. We've been testing the gas, and the Shell 92 is your best buy. The higher the octane, the better the gas mileage. The higher the octane, the less damage you do to the engine, the less damage you do to the transmission. Okay? So, I know the auto repair shops don't like me saying that because they want the business. But, you know, the show is to help you, the people. And it's up to you if you want to help yourself. Okay? So, there's been big issue on the news about climate change. And climate change is because of low oxygen. Oxygen has been eaten up by the exhaust fumes of automobiles that's running on gasoline. Think about it. Worldwide, folks. How many cars are running on gasoline? Every one of them. Okay? The drawback to gasoline cars is carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide eats oxygen. When Henry Ford made the first car, he made the statement that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. Yes, there was no gasoline back then. Henry Ford ran his vehicles on whiskey. Okay? Because there's no gasoline. Anyway, ethanol's exhaust fumes produce oxygen. That's why that man, Henry Ford, was a very intelligent man. Very intelligent. Who could have thought about making an engine and a car that would run without a horse? Think about it. If you were back in that days, where it was only horse and buggy, who would come up with something like this of a car that runs without a horse? Well, he was a very smart man. Okay, so anyway, tinting the windows on your car helps prevent people from breaking the window and going in, because the tint holds the glass particles together. It's very hard to break in when it's tinted. And talking about tinted, I recommend Pro Tint Hawaii. He has a clear film for the windshield that cuts heat more than any tint you can think of. Okay, the reflective tint, the dark tint, whatever. The clear film that Pro Tint Hawaii has will cut all that heat out And you don't have to put up the shield. When you park your car, lock it up and go. You don't have to spend 5 minutes putting up that shield there. ProTent Hawaii's number is 341-9798. 341-9798. Ask him. You want to feel it. Walk out in the sun and have your hand under that film. There'll be no heat. Go try it out. Okay?
Okay, it's break time. Okay. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine. Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing good, enjoying Hawaii, and man, if I got a funny follow-up story to my friend's visit. So we're driving around, and they start talking to me about hiking. So I say, but do you folks hike a lot? Yeah, once in a while. I go, you don't want to hike in Hawaii. And they're like, why? I go, because you have to be a hiker. So we go up Round Top, and you know all those trails. So we get by this trail, and I showed them, look, these people are going to get rescued. People with shopping bags, a bottle of water, high heels, go hiking on the trail. So they're like, yeah, that's not too smart. So then they say, well, what's this stairway to heaven? So we drive up H3, and this is the part that's going to tie it all in. We see two people climbing up, and they're like, oh, my God, there's two people up there. And I go, yeah, see, it's a straight drop. They're lucky they don't, if they fall, they're dead. That's it. There's no safety net. The next day in the news, 7 rescues in Honolulu from hikers. They called me up and thanked me. They were like, we read the paper this morning. Oh, my God, all these people are stranded. And I told them, you get stranded? You call, they may come the next day. You know what I mean? If it's nighttime, you got to wait till the morning. So they're like, well, what if you don't have anything? I go, I don't know what to tell you. You won't freeze to death because it's Hawaii, but you're going to be miserable for the night.
Yeah, or the wild pigs will come and visit you.
Yeah, exactly. So my message today, remember we always talk about being safe in your car and everything. Folks, you have to think about other stuff, too. You know, like, again, do you hike? Do you hike all the time? My big point was, especially the Round Top trails, they all start downhill. So you know what that means, George.
Mm-hmm.
When you get tired, guess what? It's harder going back than going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, hey, that's right. I go, yeah, all these trails start downhill. So you go down and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, it's starting to get dark. Oh, yeah, let's get back to the hotel. Then you look up at that mountain and go, oh. Pick up the phone, call 911, and they go, yeah, we'll be there maybe tomorrow. hang out where you're at. So anyway, of course, they got on the plane this morning, but they thoroughly loved Hawaii.
That's good.
So, yeah, so, you know, they did have a good time. But again, when your friends or even your family, they go out and think about stuff, think about what you're going to do. Just take a moment. Think about, we're going to go hiking. Do we hike? Mm-hmm. Do we run around? Just the same way. If you're going to race your car, you get your car ready for the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't people get themselves ready?
Because they think this is Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. And you know your like safety inspection story. This is what I know about safety inspection. Everybody that asks me where they get a safety inspection follows up with, they don't want them to check the car. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yep.
George? They just want the safety inspection. Everybody wants to know, where do I go? I just pay the guy and I get my inspection.
Yeah, you just do it to get it over with.
Right. And now I understand there's people that can't find the radio show. So here's...
Oh, yeah, Bob. I had a caller that's saying, like, this is the second week in a row. He can't get the radio show on the internet even on the, like, radio, I guess.
Okay. So I'll give you three places you can get the radio show at. If you do a search for KWAI 1080 AM, you'll get the station website. Listen to the station there. If you go to georgenita.com, when you go to the radio show, up in the upper left corner, there's a button you press that takes you to the live radio show. You can go to hernco.com, click on Auto 101, takes you to the live radio show. That's three places.
So, what about the radio?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're driving around in your car, it's KWAI 1080 AM.
Yep.
But this is the hard part we have to remember, George. The people that can't hear us aren't getting these instructions.
I know, that's what I was thinking too, so I have to just wait for him to...
Realize.
Yeah, I just have to wait.
Listening, how to listen to the show. Okay.
Well, hopefully that person knows somebody who listening to the show.
Yeah, well, you know what? If people have problems, just tell them to email either George or me, and you get the email off of the website.
Okay.
And I'll send them a link, direct link to it if they need.
Okay.
We're here to help people.
That's right.
So anyway, on that note, before Bob's minute turns into Bob's hour, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, so... I know. I'm sorry that a lot of you cannot pick up the radio signal, but, you know, we try to help by putting it on the internet. And the internet covers more ground than any radio station. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. You know, Wanda, if we're doing this radio show on the mainland, number one, the radio signal would travel farther. Number two, we wouldn't have enough phone lines to handle the phone calls because the mainland people get involved. They call. Hawaii people, they listen and they talk to each other, the family, and grumble, but not on the radio. Call. Kauai especially. I've been to all the islands. Kauai is they're special. You bring out a microphone, they scatter. They run away. So if you want people that you don't want around you, you pull out a microphone and they will leave. Like Mario Yano says, if he sees a microphone, he's gone. That's true. Because I did a remote years ago from Hilo, from the Nanilo Hotel. And that was a fabulous radio show. Billy Crestman from Crestec and Mario Yano was there. And when I went off the stage with the mic to interview them, all I saw was the swinging doors swinging. They were gone. They left. So, can never get Mario Yano or Billy on the radio. Anyway, so much for them. So, if you have a question, announcement, whatever, give us a call at 524-1080. Okay? So.
I have a question.
What is it?
Okay, say if my car is, I'm driving and my car starts overheating. Like I can see the temperature going up. What, and I can't stop. What do you recommend?
You have to stop. You have no choice. The temperature overheating on a car is like a human being temperature going up. If your temperature going up 104 or higher, are you going to keep running?
Well, what if you cannot stop, though? What if you're like, there's nowhere for you to stop?
There's no such thing as you cannot stop.
Well, you have a little trick you can do.
You know, you can turn on your heater, open your windows, and you heat up and the engine cools down.
So you have to turn on the heater, not use the AC.
Oh, no AC. AC makes the engine run hotter.
Okay.
You put on the heater, roll down all the windows, put the fan on high so it can cool the heater core. In the dash, there's a little tiny, like a tiny radiator, and that is the heater core. The coolant from the engine goes through that and goes back to the engine, so it's like adding another radiator on the car, so it helps cool it down. Yes, it's going to be super hot in the car, but it's better than overheating the engine. When you overheat the engine, you distort the metal. You damage the engine permanently. So do not run the engine hot. The engines are all manufactured to run at 230 degrees. That is way too hot. In the old days, for those old enough to remember, in the old days, cars all ran at 180 degrees. That was the perfect temperature for cars to run at. But they found that by running it higher shortens the life of the engine. It's all about money. That's why I love those old classic cars, because they were built to last forever. So.
Well, you know what they say, things are not built the same as before.
That's right. The dashboard.
And it's not only cars.
Yeah. The dashboard on all new cars today is plastic. How long will plastic last? Not long. The old cars was metal, steel dashboards. Most everything on the cars back then was metal, not like today. So I love the old cars. They had class, they had character, they had everything. Celine Steve asked me the other night at dinner, "Hey, what kind of car is this?" So he showed me on his phone. Wanda, do you know what a 58 Chevy Impala looks like? No.
I think so.
You think so? Well, Celine's...
Wait, is that the one that has the back looks like it has wings on each side?
No.
What year
no.
is that one?
59.
Oh.
He showed me the car and I said, that's a 58 Impala. He said, oh. And that was the first year that Chevrolet made a big cubic inch engine. They call it the W engine. The 348 became very popular. Anyway, I think it's another break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can give us a call at 524-1080. Okay? On the news, they showed that the police patrol cars will have speed sensors or radar sensors. Number one, thinking about the police officer that's in that vehicle. That speed radar is high EMF, electronic magnetic field. Very high EMF. EMF is high cause of cancer. That police officer in that vehicle is putting his life on the line to get cancer. Okay? Yes, that speed sensor or radar thing is good for them to curb speeding. But they have to, and you have to remember, folks, they should allow 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. They should allow it because, I'll give you an example. If you went to Lex Brody's, Goodyear, Firestone, any place, and got a specific size of tire, okay? That same size tire, different brands will be different diameter. They're not all the same. When the car was manufactured, it was figured in to the computer that runs the speedometer according to that diameter tire that came on the vehicle. It is impossible to have the same speed reading with different diameter tires. Okay? Not many people know that. Not even the Goodyear dealers or whatever. They assume that so whatever specific tire, like 235, 55, 17, is all the same diameter. It's not, folks. It is not. So they should allow a variance of 10 miles over the speed limit. You're not doing it purposely, but you can be going at 55 miles an hour, but doing 60 or 65 because of the diameter. I mean, I've been through that already a lot of times. And we've taken it to court and showed that the tires are not exactly the same size. If the tire is only half an inch taller, same size tire, but one brand is a half an inch taller, the car is going to go faster. But the speedometer will read slower. And those that have been changing the wheels, bigger tires and all that, it's a known thing that the speedometer reading will be low, but the car will be traveling faster. Okay? So, how do you curb all of that? That is an issue. So if you got ticketed 10 miles over the speed limit, fight it. Because the speedometer is reading wrong. And you cannot calibrate the speedometer. The one and only speedometer shop is gone. It's closed down. Because the cost of paying rent was astronomical. So we lost that guy that used to check all the speedometers. Okay? They even did it for the HPD. Anyway, that's the thing on speeding.
But that's only if they change the size of their tire that's supposed to come with the car.
How many people know that? How many people know that, let's say you have a 235, 55, 17 tire, okay? And let's say it is 28 inches tall. You go and buy another brand with the same size, exact same size, and you measure it. It can be half an inch taller. How many people know it's different? Okay? In drag racing, a lot of people didn't know that the race tire that they put on the back of the car are not all the same. If it's not the same, your car will not run down the quarter mile straight. It'll be pulling crooked all the time. So, people who knew about diameter of tires always measured. I was sponsored by Goodyear Tires. So, they're the ones that told me that the tires they send me are checked. They check it and make sure it's a exact same diameter. So just for curious, I went out to check. And yes, it is true. You can have the same exact tire, same brand, and you check the diameter, it's different. They call it the rollout. So if you want your race car to run perfect and straight, you need perfect rollout tires. Common sense. Okay? So, a lot of people don't know. But if you want a good car that handles well, you make sure the rollout on all four tires is exactly the same.
How did you do that? What do you mean?
Well, Hawaiian style. Okay, you mark with a chalk part of the tire, you mark the ground, and you roll it until the chalk mark touches the ground again. And then you mark the ground. Then you get a tape rollout, and you measure. That's what's called the rollout. Okay, that's Hawaiian style. Okay, mainland style, USA style, you get a tape, and you wrap it around the tire, and you see what the diameter is. Okay?
And what is the purpose of that now?
It's what they call a rollout. Okay. When your car is going down the road, okay, the one with the bigger rollout is going to go farther in one turn than the one that's little. Okay?
On the same car.
Yes. So if one is going, if your left tire is going less distance and your right tire is going more, it's going to pull to the left.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
So it might not be alignment, but your tires.
Tires, exactly. You gotta measure your tire. I know. It's a little confusing, but if you really sit down and think about it, it makes sense. Okay?
Okay. Now, since you're talking about tires, like the brand of tires you buy makes a difference?
Exactly.
Like what brands are better to buy?
Well, the brands that are good is Michelin, Pirelli, Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, good.
And to you, why you say they're good?
As far as past history of the years I've been fixing cars, we find less defects on those brands than the others. The others, they have what they call pregnant tire. There's a bump that forms on the side of the tire. The casing does not hold the air, so it leaks to the outer casing and there forms a bump, then eventually pops the tire and causes wobble in the steering and the car. But anyway, I think it's about break time again.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And this thing about people on the phone and driving, there's a lot of it going on. But do the police really push, a big push for using the phone while driving, like they do with seatbelt law? Now, driving with the phone, using the phone while driving, it injures people. That is a no-no. It's recommended to turn off the cell phone while driving or don't answer it. That is worse, far worse than not having your seatbelt on, because using the phone can kill people. Okay? So anyway.
Okay, we have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. Change subject a little bit. You know, when they're talking about the king tides and all that, then they interview some people, oh, climate change, the water level's rising. Media don't say nothing, but the islands are slowly sinking. You know, when a geographic plate that moves northwest to the central of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some places got people building sea walls, so when you do that, the beach disappears, and they sit along Lanikai.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used to have sand. We used to play in the sand over there. No more now.
Mm-hmm.
Rocks and water, you know, so.
Yep.
I guess you're going to have to expect this, you know, sooner or later.
Well, if the world... If, that's the biggest word, if the world would wake up and switch to ethanol today, we have a chance to save the planet.
It makes the air clean, man.
Well, ethanol produces oxygen, and the oxygen level is dropping. And when the oxygen level drops, the sun rays is hotter. That's why in the old days, in the 50s and 60s, people did not get skin cancer or even get badly sunburned. But today, you stay out a little while, you're burnt. Okay? It's the oxygen level that filters the heat from the sun. And the melting of the North Pole and the South Pole, the ice is melting and causing a rise in the ocean.
Yeah, I didn't expect Mapuna Puna was like that area.
Oh, yeah.
So recently, you know.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy that had an O2 Ford Lightning pickup. The Lightning pickup was a special-built truck. It was classified as a truck, but in my interpretation, it was a race truck. He lost it. He drove through there every day in the salt water, and it totaled his truck. The bottom of the truck was all rusted to pieces. He had to throw it away.
So what about if they drive through that and then they reach home and shoot water under the car?
Well, that's a lot of water to shoot.
Is it like the hole underneath of the car they have to shoot, not just
the whole bottom of the car? Because what makes it hard is a lot of the panels are double panels, and the water will go in. And to get it out, oh, good luck.
Because I know somebody that drives through there every so often, and I told her not to drive through it. And she goes, oh, but I go home and I shoot my car. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you cannot tell people. But that's what's happening. Yeah. And the people of the world have to wake up and save the planet for the children of tomorrow.
Yeah, like China and India. They do what they like.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't get... I went to Riggers the other day. Your old shop, I still see the signs up there. You had that shop, eh?
No, that's not my signs anymore.
Your signs?
No.
All right, I just want
to... Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Aloha. Anyway, yeah, it's sad. You know, the people of before, the leaders, the politicians, everybody, all thought about the future generations. And they tried their best to make it better for the future generations. What are the people doing today? Do you see any fabulous person trying to save the world for the future generations? I don't see any. It's sad. The children of tomorrow. It's very sad. For those of you that can remember, Ala Moana Beach, all the beaches on the islands.
Yeah, you never had to worry about getting any kind of bacteria from it.
Exactly.
But then, even like going to the theater, you never had to worry about, okay, is this seat clean or not? Am I going to get ukus from it or not?
That's right.
So, even like when you rent a car now, you have to worry about, okay, who's been sitting in this seat, what they've been doing in the car. Like, that's super hard.
Yep.
Like, even in the airplane, you have to worry about the seats.
Well, what I can remember of Waikiki, in the old days, there was no wall there to prevent the water from washing out the sand. There was none. It was made in the 70s. Okay? In the 50s and 60s, there was no wall. That walkway that goes out was made from wood and telephone poles. And the sand, folks, the sand went from the sidewalk out to the water 50 yards at least. So much sand there. Unbelievable. not today, because of global warming. Okay, who do we have?
We have Jay from Kaimuki.
Hi, you're on there.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of walls and gates and stuff, you know that Portlock gateway over there to go to the ocean?
Mm-hmm.
What's with that, putting up the gate? I mean, you know, isn't it a law that they should have beach access?
Yes.
Now, why is this illegal, right, for them to put the gate there?
Yes.
So how come, what is this delay about having them take it down?
It's called money. Yeah.
They don't even own their property. They don't pay real estate taxes on it.
Mm-hmm.
That area.
It's money. The money buys people to do illegal stuff.
Oh my God.
It's sad.
It's like Hawaiian lifestyle is disappearing, you know?
It is.
Every day, little by little, turning into some type of Manhattan or California or something.
The only island that is really good is Molokai.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Well, okay, I just wanted to chime in on that gate stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Anyway, some people have been asking about a CD of our I Went to a Party Mom. That poem that we made years ago for a young girl that died on Pali Highway. We changed it a little, but that's what it was made for. Hopefully, people who drink and drive will listen and not drink and drive. But, you know, that is really hard because people just do it. People today don't care about the people they're going to hurt or anybody but themselves. That's sad. That's really, really sad. Anyway, it's coming down to the last few minutes of our show. And we try to do the show to help people. So if you have something you want brought up, you can just give us a call. Or you can call on the air. If you're not comfortable with calling on the air, then calling me on my business phone. Okay? That's Nita's Auto Repair. You was going to say something, Wanda?
I wanted to know if anybody out there knows how you can, like, clean the seats without disturbing anybody else with the smell or whatever before you sit down in public seats.
You spray ethanol.
No, you can't spray ethanol.
Okay, get alcohol. Rubbing alcohol and spray it. That'll do it. Rubbing alcohol is not as potent as ethanol. Anyway, it's that time of the day again that we have to say aloha. So please, folks, change Hawaii to back to the old days where everybody took care of each other. So take care of each other. And please, please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.